commence the meeting. Welcome to the meeting today. We'll start with leave of absence and apologies. Any of those?
So, councillors, we have Graham Sinclair will be in about a half an hour's time, and we also have councillor Kevin Morris, who is down as an absence but is via Zoom participating.
Okay, I'll quickly read through a lot of the housekeeping here. Webcasting of council meetings. Attendees of this meeting are reminded that the meeting is being recorded and made publicly available on the council's website. And persons attending the meeting should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Statement of ethical obligations. Councillors are reminded of the oath of affirmation. I think that's been previously covered, so I'll move on. Acknowledgement of country. I would like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I'd also like to pay respect to their people, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. Presentations, there are none for this meeting. Declarations of any pecuniary interests. I might make a declaration at the time of that item, if that's all right. Any declarations of non-pecuniary interests? No. Confirmation of minutes. Can I get a move and seconder for that? Move, Councillor Piper. Seconded, Councillor McAllister. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Business arising from the minutes? No. Correspondence, the time of preparation of the business paper, no relevant correspondence has been received for inclusion. I think we'll move and seconder for that or not. No, we'll move on. Matters of urgency. In accordance with clause 9.3 of Council's Code of Meeting Practice, business may be transacted at a meeting without due notice only if a motion is passed to have the business transacted at the meeting. And the business is considered and ruled by the chairperson to be of great urgency on the grounds that it requires a decision by the council for the next scheduled ordinary meeting of council. I don't have anything there. Does anyone else have a matter of urgency? No. Notices of motion, rescission motions. At the time of preparation of the business paper, no notices of motion or rescission motions have been received. There's no chairperson's minute at the time of preparation of the business paper. I have not issued a report for publication at this time. Public participation, confidential session. It's recommended that council move into confidential session. Do I have a mover and a seconder for that? Okay. Move, Councillor Callow. Seconded, Councillor White.
So the confidential Wylong pipeline material supply contract, the board resolved that they accept Vinidec's decision not to proceed with the contract 07/2021.
Okay, moving on to council cash and investments. The recommendation is that the report detailing council cash and investments as at 31st of March 2022 be received and noted. Have a move and seconder. Move, Councillor McAllister. Seconded, Councillor Piper. Yep. Any discussion? None. Okay, all those in favour? Aye. All right. Moving on. Okay, progress report for capital works expenditure. The council officer recommendation is that the report detailing council's capital works program as at 31st of March 2022 be received and noted. We have a mover and seconder. Moved, Councillor Callow. Seconded by somebody who'd have to put their hand up.
Yeah.
Councillor White, thank you very much. Any discussion on that? Any questions? No. All those in favour? Okay. Moving on to page 26, quarterly budget review, 31st of March 2022. The recommendation is that the board receives and adopts the quarterly budget review for the period ended 31st of March 2022. Do I have a mover and seconder? Councillor McAllister and seconded by Councillor White. Any questions there or comments?
through the chair, I might just draw the board's attention to, if we have a look at page 30, the income and expenses statement. So page 30, towards the bottom of the page there, you'll see that at the start of the financial year, we were looking at a small surplus, but as we can appreciate the wet weather, the usage, water usage hasn't been there. So you can see as initially there was a big chunk taken out, we estimated in the December that we weren't going to receive those funds, and we're at the moment looking at a 1.2 million deficit.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? No? All those in favour? Okay. I can move along here now.
Page 40.
Okay, payment of councillor superannuation. We have a recommendation that the board resolves to make superannuation contribution payments for councillors from the financial year commencing 1st of July 2022. Have a mover and seconder for that.
Can I just ask a question first?
Yep.
The councillors here, are we a non-taxed entity?
Where do we get taxed?
Through the chair, you are exempt from tax, GST and all that sort of stuff. But you have to pay, it's personal income. Payments,
Hilltops, we're exempt completely. We don't pay tax on anything. On our fees that we get, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So here we do.
It's the same kind of fee structure. So
my accountant declares my.
Yeah.
It doesn't have pay as you go withholding.
No. But there will be income.
They're telling you they're giving us superannuation, so it's got to be income.
Through the chair, Zach, could you just clarify?
Through the chair, so the money that you get from the council doesn't have pay as you go withholding exempt from it, but when you fill in your tax return at the end of it's included as income on there.
Yeah. And Zach, that's both at Hilltops end here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's the same. It's in the Local Government Act and in the Tax Act as well.
Another question about this.
Sure.
I don't know whether I should bring it up now or bring it up in private.
Sorry, can we maybe get a mover and seconder for?
Yeah.
We really need a mover and seconder.
Yeah, moved Councillor McAllister, seconded Councillor McLean. Now we can have another question or discussion.
I don't know whether I should ask this here when we've got members of the council sitting in on it.
So, through the chair, if it's something personal for yourself, you can ask us after the meeting.
So it's personal for employees of Golden Feathers as well.
Okay.
This is live.
Yeah.
So I won't bring it up.
Maybe
that's
not
the
last question.
Is this an optional thing where I can say, well, I don't want it.
So through the chair, it's detailed in the report. Councillors can choose not to take it up.
Second dot point, page 41. So if we were to go ahead with it and resolve with the recommendation to do so, you can opt out of it individually, your own preference. So
it does say there you must do so in writing as well.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions or comments? Should we put to a vote?
For 2022-23, financial council superannuation payments would total approximately $15,000. That seems a lot of money.
So through the chair, that's the combined. So if everyone took on the super, it would be an additional $15,000 combined.
I thought
we'd give
you
this
a
right, Aaron. I think it's only a very slight. Anything else? I'll put that to a vote if there isn't. All those in favour? Aye. I think that's passed. Okay. We now have on page 42 a request to waive developer infrastructure contributions. I'll just pause there and note that Councillor Sinclair's entered the meeting. Welcome, Councillor Sinclair. Just to bring you up to speed, we're on page 42, Councillor Sinclair, and there is a request to waive developer infrastructure contributions in regard to this one here, isn't it?
Yeah, Margaret House.
Margaret House, which details there what they do in the community. The council officer recommendation is that council decline the request to waive the developer infrastructure charge.
I'll move it.
Moved by Councillor McGlynn, seconded by Councillor Callow. Any comments or discussion? Yep, Councillor Sinclair.
Yeah, a couple of things. Why is this, how's this done through Goldfields when Hilltops is a bulk buy?
I'm happy to refer to Councillor, our General Manager there. We had some discussions earlier about currently going on with some administrative work being taken on by Goldfields.
Yeah, so through the chair, there's a developer fee component for Goldfields because we run the bulk system, we run the trunk and the Jugeon pump station to get all that water there. So we have a developer fee that's apportioned to us, and then Hilltops and Cootamundra would have their own developer fees too. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it seems. Yeah. I just wondered, this is something supporting something that's, does a lot for the community and so forth, and covers a fair area in Goldfields' footprint. I sort of feel that's something we could have supported.
Yeah, when they pay their bills and all.
Sorry, that's all.
I think it's a thin wedge.
So through the chair, we do have a policy position on major developments that come to the area where we do have a discount. But with regards to any community groups or anything, our policy does not touch that. And I just caution the board that if you do it for one, you might have many others come your way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought there'd be too many though, but it's been a similar vein to what this is. Anyway.
Well, like you, when I got a phone call off the treasurer for the Margaret House, and like you, I thought, oh, why don't we support this non-profit organisation? So I rang someone that used to be on the board here, as you all know, and got some information, and he said, well, virtually, the developer built this little, and it's only a little, house for people to live in. The developer there said, right, let's pay the bill, that way we can get on with it. So they paid both our bill and Hilltops Council bill and got on with it. And then they said, well, right, now let's try and get some money out of it. If you have a look at their bank balance, it's almost as good as ours. They have a fair amount of money. But it looks that they're trying to pull the heartstrings because we're a non-profit and we're helping all these other people, that you should give us the money back. But it's actually their builder that suggested to go ahead and pay so as they can get ahead and go, and then we'll try and get the money back.
Look, we're facing we haven't been selling water, so our financial position is as good as it was. We're facing other issues with Hilltops. Financially, so
not
for them. If they want
to
be a great council and look after their people, they can pay the bill, not us.
I agree with GM, you set the precedent. You'll find, you might say there might be many, but they'll come out. I'm not saying that organisation is a great job.
Fair enough.
Yep. Okay, I'll put that to a vote unless there's any other comments or questions, everyone. Okay, all those in favour of the council officer recommendation, raise your hands. Yep, that's carried. Okay, moving over to page 45, plant purchasing, a report prepared by the operations manager. The council officer recommendation is that the board approve $350,000 for plant purchases for the 2022-2023 financial year. Can I get a mover and a second and seconder on that?
Yep.
Moved by Councillor McLean, seconded by Councillor White. Any questions regarding that? Comments?
Just a quick comment. We did the same thing last year because it's taking so long to get vehicles now, and it is funds out of next year, but as you appreciate, it's a draft budget, so we're just seeking board's endorsement so that we can place the orders now. And we've had some of our vehicles coming in at 10 months after they've been ordered, so I just want to get that in place.
Okay, anything else? We'll put that to a vote. Yeah. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. Carried. But I'll move over the page to page 46, the water production report. Report prepared by production services manager. The council officer recommendation is that the water production report be received and noted. Moved by Councillor Callow, seconded by Councillor Sinclair. Just one quick comment. It's good to see that we are actually selling some water again, at least in line with last year. We wouldn't want to be trending any further downwards than that. So, any other comments or questions regarding that report?
Can I get some money donated to me for my mental health? I actually get a bit of a night time and pray for a drought.
through the chair, I might hand it over to Jared, because last year was our lowest on record, wasn't it?
Put G on the lowest on record. Well, it's tracking to be almost identical to last year from a consumption point of view, so that's what we did build a Q3 adjustment to the water usage. So both Jigong and our are tracking to be almost identical to last year.
And if I can draw the board's attention, page 49, just above the graph, we're 1 megalitre more, or less, than last year for hour. Like, you can't get much closer than that.
Yeah. Our projections are there's going to be roughly 6,900 megalitres, which will be very similar to last year.
So through the chair to Jared, those drought years were around 9,000 megalitres,
yes,
weren't we?
Yes, exactly right, yeah.
And this year, what are we looking at?
Around about seven.
So there's 2,000 megalitres at our fees that we're missing.
And the budget we reduced it to 7,250 megalitres as a budget, because we normally use 8,000 megalitres, but we thought that we're going to still have a continual wet year, and if we do have a third wet year, then there would be an adjustment in December. No one
knows at the moment what the forecast is going to be at this stage. Can you give an estimate of what? Okay, it's between 7 and 9. What's so an average year is 8.
An average year is roughly about 8. Yeah.
Okay. So we know how much the last 2 years our budget will have cost. So do we factor that in?
We've already factored in the new budget, we're running at 7,250. Because we think we're going to come out of it. If we're going to have another wet year, it's unprecedented.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we will have to put our fees and charges up.
So we've got the budget coming up very shortly where we can discuss that, yes.
Does it look like we might have to?
Through the chair, let's wait till we get to that report.
Where's the biggest? Is it mainly rural where we're down? What's the percentage?
Give you an idea through the chair. 3 years ago, the average residential customer was 290 kilolitres. Last year, it was 204. That's our.
That's a huge amount.
Yeah, and also the rurals are a large part of it. So if it's a dry year, our rural 2,000 rural customers will use as much water as our 7,800 residential customers.
Mm.
My prediction is that because the dams are full, it's unlikely that we're going to see a huge increase. increase in that rural increase. We've also had some of the large users not come on board when they've said they've delayed construction and then anticipating their water sales, which was about 90 megs this year. That's a question mark as well. And it's based on if the cattle prices are higher, then the feedlot demand will be lower, so the usage will be lower across the board. And our Q2 and Q3 periods are always the periods where we're using the most water, which is typical of all utilities. We're a little bit different in regards that we've got a very high proportion of rural customers. From a proportional base, it's about 18%. So we're running about 28% non-residential customers, whereas the normal council would be 9 or 10%. So there is a big difference. So in a dry year, we reap the benefits, but in a wet year, that's what we're doing now.
We need more connections.
Well, we need more connections, eh?
Good pie.
I've got a few thousand borrow.
That is correct. Okay. We have a mover and seconder. Can I put that to a vote? All those in favour? Can I just see a bit of a show of hands? All those in favour? Yep. Looks like that's passed. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to page 56, the Aura Water Treatment Plant High Voltage Upgrade. Report prepared by Production and Services Manager. Council officer recommendation is that the board note and accept the Aura Water Treatment Plant High Voltage Upgrade report. Mover and seconder for that. And any questions, comments?
Moved
Councillor Sinclair, seconded Councillor Callow, very closely followed by Councillor Block. Anything that the General Manager would like to say there, or it's pretty self-explanatory?
Yeah, through the Chair, you've got a timetable there. We've just pushed it out a bit just due to delays. The Chair and myself popped over there last Friday, I think it was, just to check out and see how things are progressing.
Yep. That was after a Rivjo re-rock meeting where we also discussed that we'll be taking part in a, what would it be called, a group of representatives from the area to go and see a number of ministers in Sydney in the middle of May, where we will raise any concerns that Goldenfields councillors have in regards to what we're doing here and make ourselves known. I expect our input. So, yeah. Can I see a show of hands for that one, please? All those in favour? Yep, moved. Thank you. Okay, addressing illegal use of council hydrants report. Report prepared by engineering manager. The council officer recommendation is that the board note the information provided within the report. Another mover and seconder, please. Moved Councillor McGlynn, seconded by Councillor Piper. Any comments, questions regarding the theft of some water recently?
Have you got any idea who's doing it?
This is through the Chair. This is just to put some steps in place to be able to get out there, get some PR happening with people. I wouldn't say it's frequent. It's now and then. We had, we had someone last week. This was all being prepared well before that. We're able to address those concerns. Our staff are pretty quick to pick up if someone's tapping into our mains.
Someone has said, you must know who it is.
So we've dealt, there's a particular issue, we've dealt with it, they've gone through the formal process now, they've got one of the Quickfill key cards and they're using that for their works. But we just want to get some steps in place, we've sought some legal advice there, we want our staff to be able to issue them with any, if they see someone there filling up. It's not hard to get a hydrant stand, so that's the issue you've got. There are certain contracting groups that do works that think it's easier just to tap that in than bring a truckload of water with them. So we just want to solve that, and particularly for our staff to be armed with a letter just to say, hey, this is not right.
Yeah.
Here's the information around it. And we'll just do a bit of PR as well too.
Is that sort of what you have on or anything?
No.
No, there's through the Chair, there's 9,000. Tony, what is it, 9,006 or 8? Something.
Oh, I don't think that's 6,000 hydrants. Through the Chair, every 60 metres in towns where there's a water main, there's a hydrant.
So it's not practical to lock every single one. The fireys need to have quick access when there's a fire.
They take it like this water that's gone, it must be a quiet street, isn't it?
Oh, they pick back streets, I go down
the dead ends. To me, apparently they're $220.
That's
enough. It's fair to give us back. Why wouldn't you go and like, stop a truck over water? And go and sell it, they get more than that for it. They don't call them.
I was going to raise that, Councillor McAllister, with the General Manager. Do we set that fine, or is that set by someone else to $220?
Because it's through the chair, it's set through regulation.
Mm. Yeah.
Can't we have our own little regulations?
Through the chair, not through. Can't we operate under local government?
But the thing is, we don't all, we haven't charged us for water. I mean, how much we cost us?
How
much we charge to sell it, so why can't we add a little bit? Who's
going to
know anyway?
Any more comments or questions on that one? No? All those in favour? The next item is the chairperson's term of office. I'm going to vacate the chair and declare a pecuniary interest here because it may or may not result in an extension of my position as chairperson, which would result in remuneration for that position to continue potentially longer. So I'll hand over to the General Manager.
And I'm in the same position, so
I forgot to say
ditto.
Just do it.
So, councils then, if I'll just take the report on. You've got the report there with a recommendation that the board acknowledge the advice received from LGNSW in relation to the term of office of chairperson. 2, endorse the extension of the chairperson term until January 2024. And 3, endorse the alignment of the deputy chairperson term to that of the chairperson until January 2024.
I'll move it.
So Councillor McGlynn and Councillor McAllister seconded. So I think I mentioned this to you at a earlier meeting. So we did receive initial advice just prior to our January meeting that we aligned with the general purpose councils, but that is not the case. So under the relevant regs and act, it is 2 years from that date. So going forward, what we'll have to do is we'll probably bring one of the meetings to January so that we're not doing an extra meeting, so that we can meet that requirement of January. So any comments or questions apart from that? So it only affects the four counties, and we were the first one off the rank, so the others were able to adjust, and that's why it's back to us today. All those in favour?
Yeah.
Okay, Harry, I'll hand it now back over to the chairman.
Okay, page 63, report prepared by the General Manager, Council Officer Recommendation. The Council adopt the finalised business activity strategic plan and incorporate into operational controls. We'll have a mover and seconder for that. Move Councillor Sinclair, seconded by Councillor Piper. Any questions, comments regarding that? Not by the looks of it. All those in favour? Okay. Now to find the next page.
Page 81.
Okay, page 81, delivery program / operational plan, report prepared by General Manager. The Council Office recommendation, the Council endorsed the combined delivery program 2022 to 2026 and operational plan 2022/23, incorporating the 2022/2023 budget and annual fees and charges, and place the plan on public exhibition for 28 days. Do I have a mover and a seconder for that? Move Councillor Callow. Seconded by Councillor White. And we have probably some questions and comments regarding this item.
Through the chair, I might just run you through some of the documents. So we've got our full yearly, the delivery program, and then we have the annual operating plan within that. And we're talking about the budget earlier and what we're premised on. If we go over to page 139, that's where we spell out what our long-term financial plan is premised on. So 139, just in the middle of the report there. So our assumptions are that we're working on 7,250 megalitres per annum sale looking forward. 3% per annum price increase. So we did that, you might recall, during the COVID period, we actually had a 0% for 1 year. But our previous delivery program was premised on 3%, and that's what we're looking at for this delivery program. And then we've also got in there the employee costs, around 3%, 2.5% per annum increase in the operational expenditure. And the capital works program is based on our 10-year asset plan development. Now, we spoke briefly about the capital works program. So if we run over to page 169, there's our 30-year program. As you can appreciate, it'll be rather accurate for the first few years, like our delivery program, but it gets a little bit further out. So you can see we've got, same as this year and the previous year, we've had some big years in our capital, mostly renewal, and it's going to go back down below 10 million in a couple of years' time. So we were like that gearing up to 2 years ago. So we've got a massive run of renewals at the moment, as we're well aware, Joongong and Aura. Same too with the Rose Hill pipeline. That was a massive project that we've done. So some of these big items, end of life, need to be replaced. But it's predominantly renewal. And when you look at the resourcing strategy as well too, we talk about that too with our staffing. So at the moment we've got a bit of a peak with staffing, some short-term employments there, but they will disappear as the projects go, as the capital works return back down to that below 10 million.
Okay, anything else? No, can we put that to a vote please? All those in favour?
Yeah. Carried.
Move on to page 82, Code of Conduct, report prepared by Human Resources Coordinator, that the Board adopt PP031, Code of Conduct. Have a mover and a seconder for that. Move Councillor McAllister, seconded by Councillor Sinclair. Any comments regarding the draft Code of Conduct policy or questions?
Very similar to GP Council.
Yep.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah. Okay, if everybody's happy with that, we'll put that to a vote then. All those in favour of adopting? Yep, it's carried. We'll find the next page. 217. Yep, I've got a different one because I received some of this. This is Aaron's. Okay. Code of Meeting Practice report prepared by the General Manager. Council offers a recommendation that the Board endorse the draft Code of Meeting Practice to be placed on public display for a period of 28 days and provide members of the community at least 42 days in which to comment on the draft code. Do I have a mover and a seconder for that?
I'll
move. Move Councillor McGlynn, seconded by Councillor White. Yep. Any questions, comments on the Code of Meeting Practice?
So that's all in here. Yes.
Yeah, so through the chair, the major changes around those being able to zoom teams into the meeting. So at the moment that's not permissible, but once this is adopted or gone out for public exhibition and adopted, then that will allow us, and there's certain requirements around that too.
Yeah. That just brings us in line with the GPs then, really.
Yes.
That's
Just in the recommendation, I just wonder why the last part of that recommendation is that to provide communities with 42 days to, I mean, normally it's just 28 days.
Normally 28.
Yeah, through the chair, I'll pass it to Andy.
Yeah, it's part of the legislation for this particular Code of Meeting Practice. It is on public display for 28 days, but we allow comments for 42.
Yeah. We ran into something similar recently at Hilltops Council, where it had to be amended on the go by the General Manager to have 42 days for the public submissions. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Comments? No, we'll move that. All those in favour? Yep, that's carried.
Yep.
And that brings us to, I believe, the end of the meeting. The date of the next meeting. There we go. Okay, the next meeting, ordinary meeting of council, is scheduled to be held on Thursday, the 23rd of June 2022 at 10 a.m. Thursday, 23rd of June at 10 a.m. That's on page 260 of the business paper. I don't think we have to move and second that, that's just a given. Close of business. There being no further business requiring the attention of council, the meeting is therefore closed. Thank you very much.